Sam Darnold and Jalen Ramsey are out. Colt McCoy is in. And some Friday injury news. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, October 4th.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Jets quarterback Sam Darnold has been ruled out for the team's game on Sunday against the Eagles. Darnold practiced Wednesday and Thursday for the first time since being diagnosed with mono in week two, but his spleen is still too enlarged to take the field in a game. The Jets are 0-3 coming out of their bye week, and Luke Falk will start his second game. Remember that Trevor Siemian started in week two, but is now out for the season. Jets coach Adam Gase said, quote, "The labs didn't come back the way we were hoping. I know Sam is disappointed, but we'll be able to adjust and work quickly." Darnold said, quote, "It's a tough thing because you want to stay safe. I want to make sure that I'm safe out there and I'm not going to die." The Jets are underdogs by at least two touchdowns against the Eagles, who are playing on a little extra rest after beating the Packers last Thursday. Jalen Ramsey is also out Sunday, as the Jaguars' all-pro cornerback will miss his second straight game. We've been following his tumultuous season closely. Ramsey requested a trade before week three, then played anyway, even after that news leaked. Last week, he popped up on the injury report with first an illness, then a back injury, and a trip home for the birth of a child. Last week, Ramsey traveled with the team and was never officially ruled out until he was made inactive just before the game. This week, the Jaguars have gone ahead and ruled him out for Sunday's game against the Panthers because of the back injury. The Jaguars, who have won two games in a row, maintain that they are not planning to trade Ramsey anytime soon. So we may be waiting a while to see how this story wraps up, but the Jags will again be without their defensive star this week. The Redskins have named Colt McCoy their starting QB for Sunday's game against the Patriots. The 10-year veteran, who has spent the last 4 years in Washington, will be getting his first action this season. Week 1 starter Case Keenum is coming off a foot injury, and rookie Dwayne Haskins entered last week's game, but looked like he could use a little more time before taking over as the starter. Earlier this week, head coach Jay Gruden came out and admitted that the team didn't have a plan at QB quite yet. Now they have a plan, and it's Colt McCoy. And a few more Friday notes. The Chiefs have announced that Tyreek Hill is out for Sunday night's game against the Colts, even though he did return to practice today. But running back Damian Williams was a full participant in practice and is expected to play this week after missing the team's last two games. The Packers have ruled out Devontae Adams, who is dealing with turf toe that he suffered last week. Bills quarterback Josh Allen remains in the concussion protocol, but was listed as a full participant in practice today. He is listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Titans. And finally, Vikings coach Mike Zimmer said Friday that he doesn't know if receiver Stephon Diggs will play this week against the Giants. Tom Pelissero reported that Diggs was fined for missing practice and meetings this week. This comes a day after Diggs was asked about wanting to be traded and replied, quote, "There's truth to all rumors." That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.